626 but browser window Twitter with JAWS new accessibility features objectives.
Hello everyone, this is Dan with Freedom Scientific. We're going to go ahead and get started now with the webinar for Twitter with JAWS, talking about some of the newer accessibility features that are available there. So by the end of this workshop, you'll learn some things about JAWS in reference to how we came up with a new feature in JAWS to allow web applications, to reserve certain keystrokes for themselves. We'll also take a look at the notes, a few notes from the accessibility team at Twitter. And we'll talk about some of the keystrokes that are available for use with Twitter and JAWS. We'll also look at how we can now add alt attributes or descriptions to images that you post in Twitter. It's a relatively new feature. It came out earlier this year. And I'll show you how to enable the image descriptions from twitter.com. There's also the ability to do this on your iPhone or your Droid. And then we'll look at doing some practice towards the end of the webinar. I'm going to go ahead and push out the next page here.
Next page link. Document. Page has 11 headings and 5 links. Twitter with JAWS new accessibility features. Heading level 1, Twitter with JAWS new accessibility.
Quiet JAWS. So for those of you who are in the live webinar, if you want to grab the documentation, there's a link at the top of the page that says open the documentation in a new browser window. If you want to go ahead and grab that, that will open up the documentation outside of the training room, because in a few minutes I'll start sharing my screen. And once I start sharing my screen, the area where the text is for the webinar room will be displaced by a picture of the image of my desktop. So I can kind of show you what's going on if you can see the screen. If you can't see the screen, you'll still be able to follow along just by listening to JAWS on my computer. For those of you who are new to the webinar room, if you press function key F8, you'll go to the chat entry area.
Chat text entry colon edit.
And as always, I always like to say hello.
H-E-L-L-O. Exclaim. Enter.
And when you type something there and press enter, it pushes it out to the chat history area, which you can reach with F9. F7 will take you to the tree view of users or participants who are here in the room with us. And F6 will take you to the browser window.
F6. Browser window. Twitter with JAWS new accessibility features heading level 1.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and start the desktop sharing. So give me a second to get that set up.
Context menu. Replay center. Desktop sharing left paren beta right paren. Freedom Scientific training. Setting up. Please wait ... dialog.
It takes a few seconds for that to come through. I'm going to go ahead and open up that documentation in a new window as well.
Twitter
in case
with JAWS new accessibility features - Internet Explorer. Twitter with JAWS new accessibility features. Open the Windows left arrow. Windows left arrow. Windows up arrow. New tab page.
All right, so I just minimize some of the applications to get them out of the way. And what I'll do is I'll go ahead and start Twitter. Now I've got Twitter running in Firefox on my computer. So I'm going to go ahead and press the keystroke to launch Firefox.
Windows 1. Firefox. Mozilla Firefox read only. About colon blank document. Mozilla Firefox. Netscape dispatch WND. Alt B. Menu. Bookmarks.
I don't think I have it bookmarked. So I'm just going to escape out of that.
Escape.
Go to the address bar. Alt D. Delta.
Alt D. Leaving menus. Navigation toolbar. Toolbar. Cert WWW. Period. T. I. T. T. R.
Oops, if I can spell right.
Three, blend. Twitter.com. Enter. Tab panel. Google read only. https://www.google.com.
So I have set up a fake account, if you will, with a guy's name, Lynn Dalton. So I could use this for testing and for webinars and things like that. Personally, I don't use Twitter very much at all. I use Facebook more than Twitter these days. That's just my personal preference. One of the things that you'll notice here is that there are several different items on the page. On the left-hand side, you've got your name and the number of tweets, the number of people that you're following, and the number of followers you have. This one, of course, has relatively few because, as I said, it's just mainly a test account. So what I'm going to do is press Control Home to go to the top of the page.
Twitter.
And I hear the title of the page where it says Twitter. I'll down arrow.
Blank. Heading level 2 keyboard shortcuts.
And I hear there's a heading level 2 that's not visible on the screen for keyboard shortcuts. It's there specifically for screen reader users. I'll down arrow again.
Blank.
Blank.
Keyboard shortcuts are available for common actions and site navigation.
And again.
View keyboard shortcuts button.
View keyboard shortcuts button. Now all of that text that we're hearing is not visible on the screen. It's simply there for screen reader users. So I'll press enter on this button. It's a hidden button.
Enter. Keyboard shortcuts dialog note colon to use these shortcuts. Users of screen readers may need to toggle off the virtual navigation. Shortcuts for common actions. Shortcuts for navigating between items and timelines. Shortcuts for navigating to different timelines or pages. Read only. Close button. Use JAWS key plus Alt plus M to move to controlled element.
All right, so I just stopped JAWS from reading there. Now I'm just going to press down arrow.
Note colon to use these shortcuts. Use summary colon shortcuts for common actions. Blank. Table with 2 columns and 12 rows.
So what they have here is 3 different tables for shortcuts.
Actions clickable.
They have one on actions, and they have one on navigation, and they have one on timelines, different keystrokes that they've used. Now I'm going to go ahead and press escape to get out of this help.
Escape. Twitter document.
Go back to
Edit.
Twitter.
View keyboard shortcuts button.
If you can't remember the keystrokes, you can always just press the question mark key. That's a shift and a forward slash to get the question mark.
Keyboard shortcuts dialog note colon to use these shortcuts. Users of screen readers may need to toggle off the virtual navigation. Short.
Okay, and it comes right back up again. So I could find it by pressing down arrow from the top of the page, but I also can get to it quickly by pressing the question mark key.
Escape. Twitter document. Edit.
Now, if you look at
Alt
your
tab.
Documentation.
Twitter with JAWS-new access. Shift windows right arrow.
You'll see that I've got those same keystrokes in your documentation.
Twitter with JAWS dash allow web from the A11Y team heading.
And I just pressed H to move through the headings a couple of times just so I could get them on the screen. So I've broken out those three tables slightly differently than the way they have them set up on the Twitter website, but it's the same exact keystrokes. My style and my way of doing things is I like to hear the action first and then the keystroke second. They've got them with the keystroke first and the action second on their site. So it's just a matter of change and difference. I'm going to press Control Home to go to the top of the page.
Twitter with JAWS-new accessibility features.
One of the things that we have to talk about when we talk about the accessibility of programs like Twitter and Facebook, for example, or other applications that might want to reserve some keystrokes for themselves, is we have a feature that we introduced in JAWS 16. We're out now with JAWS 18. That feature is called allow web application reserved keystrokes. So with things going the way they are, many websites now have interactability with things like Google Docs, for example, where you can open up a Google Doc and right there on the web page, what used to be a static web page now is a web page that you can type in, you can insert pictures and links and do some formatting, the same sort of things. We did that webinar a couple of weeks ago. But there are other places where you're going to find more and more that as these websites become more interactive, they may have some keystrokes that they use for different things. And so what they're going to do is they're going to say, we want to be able to reserve certain keystrokes for our application, and they won't work for JAWS the way you would think it would work. Because what we have in JAWS and other screen readers, we have what we call navigation quick keys. You're all familiar with me pressing the letter H to move to a heading.
Twitter with JAWS-new accessibility features heading level 1.
And that was the first heading at the top of the page. I'll press H again.
Allow web application reserved keystrokes heading level 2.
Okay. I could press the letter G to move to that graphic. There's one graphic here in the webinar documentation.
Allow web application reserved keystrokes graphic.
Okay. Now, one of the keystrokes that Twitter has reserved is the letter J to jump to the next tweet. If you're on a regular web page, if I press the letter J.
Jump to line dialog. Enter line number left paren 1 to 155 right paren colon edit.
When I do that, I get the jump to line dialog box. It tells me that currently the virtual cursor is on line
17.
And I can enter a line to go to if I know where I want to go on the page, up to 155 lines in the virtual buffer for JAWS for this particular page. So when I press the letter J on a normal web page, just a static web page, I get the jump to line dialog box. But as you'll notice in the keystrokes,
Escape, New tab page, Allow web application.
The letter J actually goes
navigation
to the next
table,
tweet.
Column 2, row 2, capital J, next tweet, J.
Okay. Prior tweet is the letter K as in kilo. New tweet is the letter N as in November. If you want to like something, you can press the letter L. The letter R would be reply to. Retweet something would be the letter T, and normally if we're using navigation quick keys, letter T would move to a table. So when we're in when we're in the web app for Twitter, if I press the letter J now,
tweets main region, list box read only. NASA wants it like to get super close to Saturn's rings. Our Cassini Saturn spacecraft will find out starting today. http://go.nasa.gov/2gramsve9e414 replies 237 retweets 453 likes 27 minutes ago visited link.
Now I'm going to stop there. Now this is a feature of the Twitter site. It drew a blue rectangle around the tweet that I just pressed J to move to. If I press J, I'll move to the next one, and it'll highlight that one as well.
You might like Dennis Lembrea, like Ian Devlin, or Diane Devlin.
And again. Okay, I'm just going to go quickly through these. And again.
CNN break. NASA at NASA. Dennis Lembrea. Dennis Lembrea. NASA at NASA. Dennis Lembrea. CNN breaking
Oops,
news at CNN.
Went too far. Now I went too far. I want to go backwards, so I'm going to press the letter K.
Dennis Lembrea at Dennis Hull. The internet is for everyone. http://bit.ly/2grams4d8u.
Silence Jaws for a moment. Now let's just take a minute to look at this. Before I do that, though, I want to talk about the reserved keystrokes again, just real briefly. So I'm going to switch back over to the documentation.
Alt tab. Twitter with Jaws-new accessibility.
And one of the things we did when we did this allow web application reserved keystrokes starting in Jaws 16 is we have a checkbox that's in Jaws Settings Center for your browser, and it is called Allow Web Application Reserved Keystrokes, and it is checked by default. So you don't have to worry about turning it on. It's already on by default for those websites that have reserved keystrokes. So now, how do those websites reserve those keystrokes for Jaws users? What they do is they put a line of code on their website
New
that actually
page.
Defines
Dennis Lembrea, Dennis Hull, the
keystrokes that they want to use. And there's some instructions here. Step one, the web application will define the reserved keystroke list in one or more block elements like a body or a div tag. Step two, the web application will use the data at shortcut keys attribute, which is an attribute that we created for Jaws. And when Jaws sees this data at shortcut
Dennis
keys
Lembrea,
attribute,
Dennis, the internet is for everyone. http://bit.
Jaws knows that the letters that they've defined there are keystrokes that are reserved for that application. So there's an example here.
Example.
Where they have a div tag, and they've got data at shortcut keys equals J, and they put in their key to navigate to next post, or Q, key to place focus in a chat. So those are just some examples right there of how that can be done. I don't want you to worry about it. You don't have to do this if you're just an end user. The reason I point that out is because if you are a web developer and you want to do something like this, this gives you the instructions on how to do it. And so if you know somebody else who's got a website that they've tried to reserve a lot of keystrokes for, what you might have had to do is go in and disable the virtual cursor for a while, press those keystrokes, and then turn back on the virtual cursor to be able to do the work on their site. If they wanted to, they could just do this. And it makes it a lot easier.
Reserve keystrokes.
There are a couple of other things I wanted to mention. This heading from the A11Y team.
Heading level 2.
So A11Y is just an abbreviation for accessibility. If you think about the word accessibility, the letter A, and you count all the other letters, there's a letter A, there are 11 other letters, and then there's the letter Y. So that's where they came up with that shortcut. A, 11 letters, Y. So accessibility is a total of 13 characters. So that's where they came up with A11Y. So going back in time, I just looked at the Twitter accessibility team at their blog post, and I got some dates and things that they've been working on. Back in October 2013, they had a notice that All drop-down menus on Twitter.com are fully keyboard accessible and accessible to users of screen readers. Then in March 2014, they made the autocomplete results on Twitter more accessible. Autocomplete is when you start typing something and it tries to fill in a list of possible matches. In September of 2014, they added the ability to have a language attribute, and JAWS can switch languages automatically on that. In October of 2014, they've updated the tweet actions for the desktop web, making it easier for screen reader users to navigate timelines. And then in July 2016, this year, this is a big improvement, I think. They have made it so that the virtual navigation is restricted to the open dialog, and it makes it much easier for screen reader users as well. Now, the other big thing that we've done, or they've done, I should say, is having the ability to add alt attributes.
From the A11Y team, heading level 2. Heading level 2, adding alt attributes, left paren descriptions, right paren to images.
So the ability to add an alt attribute to a description is another huge breakthrough. There is a link here in your documentation making images accessible for people on Twitter. I'll click that link. It says add image descriptions to pictures you tweet.
Opens in a new browser tab, visited link, making images accessible.
This actually goes out to the Help Center on Twitter, and it tells you how you can make images accessible. Now, you have to do some setup, so they tell you how to do it for the iOS.
Making images accessible for people on Twitter, vertical bar, Twitter Help.
And they also talk about how to do it on the Android.
Article.
And the web. And then they've got VoiceOver and some other things like that, and step-by-step instructions on how to do this. So I'm not going to go through all of those, but what I'm going to do is show you how to do it for a website. So your link is in your documentation.
Firefox.
Close that documentation. And I'm going to press the letter K to go back to the prior tweet. I didn't hear anything. That's not good.
Alt tab. Freedom sign. Alt tab. Left paren one.
All right. Let's go back to the next tweet with the letter J.
Dennis Lembre at Dennis Lull. The internet is for everyone. http://.
Now I'm going to stop that from reading right now. I'm just going to press the saline keystroke.
Link Dennis Lembre at Dennis Lull.
Now Dennis Lembre, for those of you who don't know, is the guy who wrote the Easy Chirp interface for people to use to access Twitter. So his site is very accessible, Easy Chirp, and it's a very nice site. And in fact, there are probably some of you out there using that. When he first came out with that site, of course, Twitter was not that accessible. And of course, now it is much more accessible. So we're going to show you a little bit about that. I'll press down arrow here.
Comma clickable. Link 4 hours ago. The internet is for everyone clickable. Link http://bit.ly/2grams4d8.
So this is just reading through the tweet.
Link number webdesim. Link number webdev. Blank. Twitter card frame. Link graphic photo published for the internet is for everyone.
Now, did you hear that text right there? It said photo.
Selected. Link graphic photo published for the internet is for everyone.
That's the actual alt attribute for that photograph that he's posted in his tweet. I just selected it and I'll copy it.
Copied selection to heading level 2, link the internet is for everyone.
So right there where the image was, right above that part that says the internet is for everyone,
heading level 2, link the
which is a heading level 2, is the alt attribute that he added to the image.
Link graphic photo published for the internet is for everyone.
And so I copied that attribute.
Freedom Scientific Training Room, left
chat area.
Chat text pasted from clipboard. Enter.
And that's basically what he put on that image to tell people what to do. So Dennis has done a great job already, as you would expect, of putting alt attributes on his pictures so that we can describe those pictures to people who use a screen reader. So that's what we want to show you how to do. Let's see if there's anything else before I go on. Yep, let's go ahead and do that. So I'm going to do a couple of things here. Now this is documented step by step in your instructions, or documented on the in the documentation, sorry. And there's a step-by-step 1 through 9. So the first thing it says is to press Insert Z to temporarily turn off the virtual cursor mode, because not all of these keystrokes are set up for reserved keystrokes. So this is a two-letter key combination. To go to settings, it's the letter G and then the letter S. That's Golf Sierra. So I'm going to press a keystroke first to disable the virtual cursor. It's Insert Z.
Use virtual PC cursor off.
So I've temporarily turned off the virtual cursor. Next, I'll press G and the letter S to go to settings.
G, S. Twitter/settings-mozilla-firefox-read-only. Twitter/settings-read-only.
If I had left that in virtual mode, the G would have taken me to the next graphic. So by turning off the virtual cursor mode, I was able to use those letters GS to open up the settings really quickly. Now I'm going to open up the JAWS list of links, insert F7.
Links list dialog, home, 1 of 41.
And I'm looking for the accessibility link. Visually, it's in the left-hand column. There's a series of links. It's way down at the bottom. So I'm just going to press A until I find it in the list of links.
A, account, A, apps, A, accessibility.
And I'll press spacebar on that.
Space.
Actually, in this case, I have to press enter because it's in the list of links.
Enter. Firefox. Twitter/settings-mozilla-firefox-read-only. Tab panel.
Okay. And what it's got here is under the accessibility link tab panel, there's a checkbox that says compose image descriptions. And it's not checked by default. Maybe someday they'll change that. But for now, we are going to have to turn it on. So I'm going to go ahead and turn the virtual cursor back on with insert Z, Z again.
Use virtual PC cursor on.
And I'm going to press the letter X until I find that checkbox.
There are no checkboxes on this page.
Okay, now what I'm going to do is JAWS didn't see that change, so I'm going to press insert escape to refresh the screen for JAWS.
Screen updated.
Because the virtual cursor was off when we did that. Now I'll try the letter X.
Wrapping to top. Accessibility main region. Image descriptions. Compose image descriptions. Compose image descriptions checkbox not checked.
So it's not checked, and I'll press the space bar to check it.
Space. Checked.
And now I'll press the tab key to move to the Save Changes button.
Tab. Edit. Learn more link. Tab. Save Changes button.
And I'll press enter on that.
Enter. Twitter/settings-mozilla-firefox. Twitter/settings-document.
And we find that there's a message that appeared near the top of the screen. If I pressed up arrow a few more times, I would hear it. It says your accessibility preferences have been updated. I'm going to open up the list of links again and go to the home link to go back to the home page for my pseudonym here, Lynn Dalton.
Links list dialog. Home. 1 of 37.
It's the first link on the page, and I'll press enter to do that.
Enter. Firefox. Twitter/settings-mozilla-firefox-read-only. Tab panel. Twitter/settings-read-only. HTTP.
Okay, so let's go back and look at a couple of these tweets. I'm going to press the letter J until I find one that I want to take a better look at.
Twitter-mozilla-firefox-read-only. Tab panel. Twitter read. American Express.
Actually, I'm going to press J until I move back to that one.
In case you missed it, Dennis Lembre at Dennis Lulcic. NASA at NASA.
That was another one from Dennis.
CNN. NASA at NASA. Watts at CNN. Break. Consumer Alert. NASA at NASA. Dennis Lembre at Dennis Lulcic. Developing
not
quote.
That one.
Dennis Lembre at NASA at NASA. Thank. Dennis
right,
Lembre at Dennis Lulcic. The internet is for everyone. HTTP://
So back in that tweet where he had posted that the internet is for everyone, and he put an alt tag or an alt attribute on that photo, I'm just going to press the letter. I'm going to press the tab key to move through the items here in the tweet.
Tab. Dennis Lembre at Dennis Lulcic link.
So there's his link.
Tab. 4H 4 hours ago link.
It was posted 4 hours ago.
Tab. Edit. http://bit.ly/2.
There's a link there for an article.
Tab. Number webdesign link.
There's some hashtags.
Tab. Number webdev link. Tab. Frame. Twitter card link graphic.
That's the image itself.
Tab. Photo published for the internet is for everyone. The internet is for everyone. I am a web developer. Medium.com link graphic.
And again.
Tab. Tweet actions. Reply
so
button.
I'm just tabbing through the actual tweet itself. And notice how the focus stays in there.
Tab. Retweet to button. Tab. Like 5 button.
So there were 5 likes.
Tab. More button menu.
And then there's a more button menu here. It says I can press spacebar on this.
Space. More.
And then down arrow through these items in this menu.
Menu. More menu. Share via direct message.
So I could share it with a direct message.
Copy link to tweet. Embed tweet. Mute at Denisl. Block at Denisl. Report tweet. New moment.
So the menus that are here are very accessible. I'm just going to go ahead and press escape to get out of that.
Escape. Leaving menus. More button a menu.
And I'll press tab again.
Tab. CNN breaking news at
CNN. And it moves on to the next tweet, CNN breaking news. So what I want to do is go back to Dennis's post, the internet is for everyone, with the letter K.
K. Cassini Saturn at Cassini.
Okay, one too far, so I'll just J again.
J. Dennis Lembre at Dennis Hull, the Internet.
So instead of having to press the tab key to find that like button, which was down near the bottom of his tweet, it's really easy to do with their keystrokes that are embedded, or reserved, I should say. And I'll just press the letter L for like. And that heart will show up visually. It said 5 now.
L. Light.
And now?
Dennis Lembre at Dennis Hull, the Internet is for everyone, http://.
If I tab through and go to that link, I'll find that there are 6, and that heart has been changed to a different color, and it's increased the number of likes from 5 to 6. So it's very easy to like a post. If I wanted to reply to this post, I can just press the letter R.
R. Reply to a Dennis Hull dialogue. Read only. Tweet text edit has pop-up. At Dennis Hull.
I'm going to say nice job.
N-I-C-B space J-O-B space D-B-N-N-I-S.
And I can tab to the tweet button, or you can also press Control Enter, but I'll go ahead and tab to it.
Tab. Collapsed. Tab. Add photos or video. Browse. No file selected. Browse.
There's a way I can add a photo.
Tab. GIF button.
Add a GIF or
tab.
Different type of photo. You can add a poll.
Tab. Location disabled button menu. Tab. You can also press Control-Enter. Tweet button.
And there's the tweet button. So if I just press Enter.
Enter. Twitter document.
That will have replied
to
Dennis. Nice job. So if you want to compose a new tweet, you can press the letter N.
Left paren 1 right paren Twitter-Mozilla Firefox read only. Tab panel. Left paren 1 right paren Twitter read only. https://twitter.
I silenced JAWS by pressing the control key. So one thing you'll notice is that everything that we're doing using the tab key or using the different letters that are reserved by Twitter is very easy and accessible from the keyboard. So I'm just going to type in, this is a test.
There are wrapping to top. Compose new tweet heading. There are no tables on this page.
Ah, you know what? I got out of that.
Enter. Left paren 1 right paren. Enter. Escape.
Try that
like
again.
To suggest. Compose new tweet dialog. Read only. Tweet text edit collapsed has pop-up. What's happening? There are no tables on this
now
page.
Now you see what happened here. JAWS did not automatically go into forms mode.
Escape.
Press escape
left
to get out of that.
One right paren.
Let's make sure I am back in virtual cursor mode.
Use virtual PC cursor off. Use virtual PC cursor on.
And just to maybe get better focus there, I'm going to Alt-Tab away.
Alt-Tab. Freedom.
And Alt-Tab
Alt-tab.
Back.
Left paren 1 right paren Twitter.
And let's try that again. Letter N.
Compose new tweet dialogue. Read only. Tweet text edit collapsed has pop-up. What's happening? There are no tables on this page.
All right, so I'm going to go ahead and turn off the virtual cursor momentarily. This was working where it would go into forms mode for me automatically earlier. And of course, it's not doing it now. So we can still do the same thing by pressing Insert ZZ.
Use virtual PC cursor off.
And type something now.
T-A-I-S-I-S-P-A-T-E-T.
So what I typed?
This is a test of inserting an image with an alt attribute, i.e, description.
And I'll press tab to move to the photo button.
Tab. Add photos or video. Browse. No file selected. Browse. Button.
And I'll press spacebar on that.
Space. File upload dialog. File name colon combo box.
Going to go to my C drive.
Shift tab. Shift tab. Shift tab. Shift tab. Enter. Tab. Tab. Shell folder view. Items B. B. T. M. Temp.
I've got temp a webinar. Temporary webinar folder.
Enter. Shell folder view.
With an image in there.
Space. Allow web application reserve keystrokes.jpg.
And this is the same image that's in your lesson. So I'll press Enter on that.
Enter. Firefox. Left paren 1 right paren Twitter-Mozilla Firefox.
So we're back in the post now. I'm going to press the Tab key.
Tab. Tab panel. Left paren 1 right paren Twitter read only. https://twitter.com/. Compose new tweet dialog. Read only. Image 1 button. Click to add description to image.
So it said click to add a description to the image. I'll press the Enter key.
Enter. Image description dialog. Read only. Image description edit.
And down near the bottom of the image is now an edit field. And I'm going to type in
JAWS
JAWS Settings
image
Center.
FBTIGF space CBTBR Image Description Edit. It's FAOWFG Image Description B space
Allow
Image Description ALLOW space Image Description Edit. WBB space APPLI space TOS space RBFBR VBD space BYTROKBS period. Image Description Edit. JAWS Settings Center showing the Allow Web Application Reserved Keystrokes.
And I'll tab to the Apply button.
Tab. Apply button.
Spacebar.
Compose new tweet dialog. Read only. Tweet text edit has pop up.
And then I'll press Control Enter to go ahead and send that.
Control Enter. Twitter read only. https://twitter.com/
And it's posted it at the top of my timeline. I'm just going to press Control. Let's turn on the virtual cursor again.
Use virtual PC cursor on. Use virtual PC cursor off. Use virtual PC cursor on.
Sometimes it's hard for me to hear whether it's on or off. It's on. I'll press Control Home.
Twitter.
And I'll press the letter J to move to that tweet that I just posted. He says as everything is silent.
Blank. Twitter. Keyboard shortcuts heading level.
It's still there. Okay. All right. So I'm going to Alt-Tab away.
Alt-Tab. Freedom.
And Alt-Tab back.
Alt-Tab. Twitter.
We'll see if it works now.
Blank. Heading
I
level 2
it.
Keyboard shortcuts. Virtual PC cursor. Twitter heading level 1 clickable. Trends heading level 3 clickable.
I'm going to try and just redraw the page with Control F5. That's going to redraw the page in the browser itself.
Control F5. Twitter-Mozilla Firefox. This is a test of inserting an image with an alt dash.
And I'm going to press Control Home again.
Twitter. Blank. Heading level 2 keyboard shortcuts.
We're going down through that invisible text there, and I'll press the letter J again.
Tweets main region. List box read only. Keyboard shortcuts heading level 2.
JAWS seems to be reading something behind the scenes here.
So menu.
Press down arrow.
Blank. Keyboard shortcuts are available for common actions in site navigation. View keyboard shortcuts button.
No, that's still in the text up there. Sorry. I'm going to press the letter J to go to the next tweet.
Leaving menus. View keyboard shortcuts button. Dennis Lembre at Dennis L. 4H 4 hours ago the internet is for everyone HTTP.
Now it's finally caught up. I'm going to press K to go backwards.
View keyboard shortcuts button. View keyboard shortcuts button.
So JAWS is just not reading right now.
Screen updated.
And that's the way it goes when you're doing live presentations.
View keyboard shortcuts button.
Let me do something here.
Alt-Tab.
Alt-Tab away
Freedom
again.
Scientific Training Room left.
And Alt-Tab back.
Alt-Tab. Twitter-Mods. Twitter. Dennis Lembre at Dennis L. Screen updated. Twitter document. Twitter document. Twitter document. Twitter document. Dennis Lembre at Dennis L. 4H 4 hours ago the internet at list box re- Twitter document. Twitter document.
Yeah, so JAWS is not reading right. So I'm actually going to minimize everything for a minute.
Folder view list view. Not selected. Unloading JAWS. Quick enter.
And get rid of JAWS for a moment. I'm actually running one of the beta versions that has not been released in version 18 yet, so that's a possibility what it is. I'll start it back.
JAWS Professional. Freedom Scientific Trick.
Let's see if it works now.
Alt-Tab. Twitter-Mozilla Firefox. Twitter.
I'll press the letter J.
Dennis Lembre at Dennis L. 4H 4 hours ago the internet is for everyone http://.
Now it's reading that one, it's down where we were a minute ago. If I press K to go backwards.
Twitter document.
And again.
Twitter document.
That's not working right. I'm guessing it's because there's been some new updates to the page and it's just confused JAWS. So I'm not going to worry about it for right now. Look at my notes and see if there's some other things that we want to talk about. We talked about the adding keystrokes. We talked about enabling descriptions. There are also some resources.
Alt-Tab. Freedom Scientific Training Room. Alt-Tab. Freedom Scientific Training Room left. 28%. Freedom's Alt-Tab. Twitter-Mozilla Firefox. Alt-Tab. Freedom Scientific Training Room
lesson.
Left. Paren moderator right. Paren.
Down near the bottom of the page, there's a section for resources.
Browser window. Document. Twitter with JAWS-new access up, wrapping to bottom, resources heading level 2. List of 2 items.
So you can reach the Twitter accessibility team.
Bullet Twitter accessibility team at 11:18.
With their username there, at A11Y team. There's also a very good article here from Marco Zihi.
Tab. Y-Aria for screen reader users, an overview of things you can find in some mainstream web apps today, left parent 2014, right parent.
That he wrote back a couple of years ago when this was all kind of getting started. And it's very good reading. I'm not going to take the time in the webinar to cover that. But let me do something here. I'm going to go ahead and go back to
Twitter-Mozilla Firefox.
Close that.
Alt F4, 22.
And I'm going to restart Firefox.
Windows 1. Netscape Dispatch WND. Netscape.
And I'll go back to the address
Alt
bar.
Alt D. Navigation tool W period. Netscape T W. Selected. Enter. Tab panel. Google read only. https://www.google.com/. Search region. Search edit combo. Google-Mozilla Firefox. Twitter-Mozilla Firefox.
Okay, so the page is reloaded. I'm just going to press the letter J.
Tweets main region. List box read only. Lindalton at LindaltonFS. This is a test of inserting an image with an alt attribute, i.e, description. Image colon JAWS settings center showing the allow web application reserved keystrokes 6 minutes ago link.
Okay, so it might have been something to do with Twitter site too. So closing it and reopening it actually made it work better. So that time you heard the alt attribute that I had added.
Comma clickable. Link 6 minutes ago. This is a test of inserting an image blank, image colon JAWS settings center showing the allow web application reserved keystrokes clickable.
So it said image and then it read the text that I typed in there for the alt attribute. Really nice feature, so you can start giving your images, excuse me, descriptions. And remember, you can do this in your iOS app, Twitter app, and also your Android Twitter app as well.
Alt tab, Freedom Scientific Training Room left.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and push out the next page here.
Browser window. Conclusion and contact information document.
So here you have the conclusion and contact information page. A fairly short webinar today. There's the entire contents of today's presentation linked there that you can grab for the documentation if you want. And I want to thank you all for joining us today. If you have any questions, I'll let go of the microphone so you can, or you can type them in the chat area by moving to the chat area with F8. Thanks, everyone.
Hey, Dan. So... The reserved keystrokes for Twitter, is that like J and K and stuff like that?
Yep, that's correct. It's basically they've done that in the code of their website. So let me go ahead and stop the desktop sharing here.
Context menu, administration menu, favorites, leaving menus, graphic 626 button, desktop sharing left paren idle right paren dialog. Freedom Scientific Training Room left paren, graphic 626 button, static button.
Okay.
18%. Context menu. Properties. Properties. Freedom Scientific Training Room left paren moderator right paren. Firefox. Twitter alt tab. Freedom Scientific Training Room left paren moderator right. Control F5.
I didn't see. You know what? I only saw you in the webinar. What happened? I didn't see Ryan Jones. Usually, Dan, he's the co-martyr. I don't know what was going on.
Yeah, Ryan had some other things he was tending to today. He wasn't able to join us. He said he might if he got through with what he had to do, but he had another project that he was working on. So you'll probably see him in the next webinar. Let me look at the next webinar dates, too, while I'm at it.
You think you guys will do webinars in, like, January and start the new year? You think there'll be new webinars? Because I'm... heard, you know, Facebook's been really, really changing their website. The mobile Facebook has been really changing their website around.
So the next webinar that we've got going on is going to be December 14th, and it'll be on track changes in Microsoft Word. Now, Ryan is actually going to be teaching that class.
Alt-tab, Twitter-Mozilla Firefox.
So hopefully he's
Training-Internet Explorer.
Finding out good information for you.
Freedom Scientific homepage. Freedom Firefox. Alt-tab, 21%. Freedom
okay, if there's no other questions, I'll go ahead and stop the recording, and I'll be right back. If you have other questions that are off-topic, that's fine at this time as well.